Hello and welcome to another edition of Is This Real Life, the podcast. I am your host at Travis Mayfield on Twitter, and I am with
Christy Waite at Christy Waite on Twitter.
And we are, of course, dishing about The Bachelor, which we've been watching on Como in Seattle and K2 in Portland, tweeting along with our usual hashtag, our friends in Portland, live on K2.
And at Como, live on Como.
Sounds good. So lots to talk about this week. We are down to kind of the nitty-gritty here, aren't we? I mean, we are down to hometown dates, so we're going to recap the episode and then walk you through some of the craziness that happened this week, and then look ahead to what is next, and maybe speculate about who's going to end up with the ring on her finger and who's going to end up as the next bachelorette. So, Christy, I actually tuned in late last night, so could you kind of start us off and tell us about this hometown date with Ashley?
Well, I think the biggest shocker was that Sean had his shirt on for the first 3 minutes.
Well, then I'm glad I wasn't there, because that's the only good part about the intro these days.
Right? So our first date was with Ashley, with a capital L, in case you're wondering. Ashley is from Texas as well. So, you know, you kind of see this whole Sean and Ashley frolicking in a field, and it just looked like these two perfect little Texans being in love and walking through daisies. But what was interesting is Ashley really talked a lot about how in love she is with Sean and how she's so excited to finally bring someone home that she's madly in love with and that she fell in love with on reality television.
Wait a minute. This is the girl who was married when she was 17 and divorced when she was 18. So was that not real love?
I guess not. And so I hope her ex-husband wasn't watching, because this is the first time she's ever brought someone home that she's just been so crazy in love with.
This is also the girl who last week in the Caribbean stood on some top of a rock or something and shouted about how much she loved Sean.
This is correct.
So awkward.
What's interesting, you know, Sean cannot express that back to them.
No.
So every time a girl professes their love to him, it's so weird, because he just kind of stands there and is like, thanks. Because he can't say anything.
No.
It's so weird.
I wonder, is that written into their reality show contract? If you say the L word, you will be beaten with a wet noodle 30 lashes?
I don't know. But they never do. It's
no.
Always this weird, unspoken, I can't express my feelings back to you.
So they just stand there and look constipated, like
pretty
Sean
much.
Does constantly.
Pretty
okay,
much.
So they're in Houston. Ashley, with a capital L, takes Sean home to meet the parents.
Right.
How does that go?
Fine. I mean, it's pretty uneventful. My favorite part was the mom asking Sean, you know, are you going to break her heart? And he says, no, ma'am.
So is that a sign of things to come, or
right?
What does that mean?
Like, did you just spoil the whole show?
Right.
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Or so, are you just lying to Mama Ashley?
Or are you just weird?
Well, that's possible too. All right, so that sums up the Ashley date, and they leave Houston, and then they come to
our favorite, Seattle.
Team Seattle, Team Catherine. Okay, so we were speculating about this. Where should they go to make this an authentic Seattle experience? And of course, they went the exact opposite direction.
Yep.
Because this is The Bachelor. So where do they go?
They went to the market.
Yeah, of course. And what do they do there?
They sit on the pig and then they catch the fish.
Yeah, of course they did.
That's, I mean,
what else? Because that's all people outside of Seattle believe Seattle is tossing fish around. We do that constantly.
Right, that's all we do.
Apparently. What I thought was hilarious here was after the fish tossing, which they did multiple times, was so they're walking away and Catherine is just like, oh, I love how Sean smells.
After he just held raw fish.
Repeatedly. Disgusting, nasty, raw fish. And I have been to the Pike Place Market, and I have witnessed the fish tossing. It doesn't smell good.
And she always talks about how he's so beefy. And
yes.
It's an interesting way to describe
so
a
he
man
smells
you're in love
good
with.
And he's beefy, but then we really get a taste of Seattle at its very best, because then we go home.
Then we go home. And nice, charming, beautiful
yeah.
Seattle.
What neighborhood do we think that is?
No clue.
Yeah, it's a
there wasn't
kind of
enough
restored kind of home. It looked like very typically kind of Seattle old world neighborhood.
I'm going to go ahead and guess Wallingford.
Yeah, I was thinking Fremont.
Right.
Yeah,
Before we move on to that, though, they did go out to lunch together.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And I was like, well, where are they? What restaurant are they at? And Seattle Stevie says she thinks it was Local 360.
Oh, that's a good
First
guess.
Avenue, so.
No, that is a very good guess now that I think about it. It did look familiar, but I wasn't positive. So then they go home for dinner, though, and it is the most Seattle experience all I could think of was first last week, and I got called out on Twitter by our friend Anthony, who's at KVAL TV. He's the morning producer down there, for saying, "Oh, I Seattle in October is like the worst weather ever. I try to escape." He thinks Seattle in October is beautiful, and it was beautiful.
It was beautiful, sunny.
But then we go home, and it was like October
freeze.
Yeah, in that house.
Ice Queen sisters.
So much passive aggressivity. I mean, we talk about the Seattle freeze, and we know it exists, but that was the biggest illustration I have ever seen on national television.
It was so awkward.
It was just nothing but, like, smiles. When he goes into the kitchen and talks to Mom, and she's like, "You're nice."
Right.
And then there's just this awkward, like, and he's basically like, "Well, do you want to ask me anything else?" And she's kind of like, "Nope." I mean, it was terrible. Like, but smiling and rolling lumpias the whole time.
That's so Seattle, people.
It's so Seattle.
But you'd think, okay, even if you haven't seen the show, wouldn't someone coach you as a family into being like, you know, be super excited, ask lots of questions, be welcoming.
And then the sisters, like, gang up on Catherine.
Right.
What was that about?
It was...
And again, it was like, we love you and you're amazing, but we think you're making a stupid choice and this is terrible. You're throwing your life away, but we love you so much.
Right.
Again, Seattle passive aggressivity at its very, very best.
Well, and they kept bringing up this whole thing that, like, you know, she ditches her boyfriends because they don't support her lofty career goals. So I kind of think, even though this hasn't been revealed, from what I can see of Sean on Instagram and stuff, I think that he probably likes that because he seems kind of like a career guy.
Yeah.
He's got this, like, furniture business and it does his own thing. I'm wondering if in his mind he likes that she's this ambitious.
Well, after this date, however, he was not so sure at all. I mean, he left Seattle feeling that Seattle freeze.
Yeah, but can you blame him?
No,
terrible.
The Pike Place experience, for cliche as it was, they clearly had a good time and the sun was out and then the clouds were everywhere, after that. So then from Seattle, it was on to some town in Missouri that
I don't even know.
But this was Lindsay. And this date was at a cupcake shop to begin with. Which, I mean, look, I love cupcakes. I do. But that was the saddest cupcake shop I've possibly ever seen.
Because it was in small town middle America.
And if the trend has made it to small town middle America, it's time to try something new. We
love
our cupcake shop friends, but I just think that's a bad sign for your culinary trend. So
And Lindsay's dad, you know, is this general.
Yeah.
In the army. So she puts him through boot camp and makes him, like, dress up in army clothes.
I was like, what is the safe word here? Things were getting a little S&M-y for me.
Right.
I didn't like it.
It was so weird.
Dressed him up and then dressed him down. It was just very, very bizarre.
Too
but
much.
I guess it did prepare it. Oh, okay. So I'm going to say this. I was expecting then all this, like, talk about the general and what do I call him and, like, that he was going to be some big, like, bad dude, basically.
Gigantic teddy bear.
Yeah. Kind of a nice. Wah wah.
Just kind of this nice guy. I imagine generals, like, you know, wearing their army blues or greens or whatever they wear in there with all decorated. And yet he was wearing like a 1980s sweater.
Yeah, that clashed with the shirt that he had underneath it.
Right. And a mustache.
Right.
And of course he had a mustache. That's the army. I mean,
it was.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, teddy bear is the right answer. I mean, is he like the Brigadier General of paperclips?
Maybe.
It was
or
very.
Mickey Mouse.
One of the two. But anyway, then what Sean asked for his blessing, basically, and there was a little awkwardness there, too.
And he's like, well, I don't know if I have an answer to that.
Which, I mean, I guess as any dad, reality show dude comes into my house who I've never met before and is like, I'm looking for your blessing because I might marry your daughter. I'm not sure I would know how to respond to that either.
No, but again, I go back to this isn't the first rodeo. This show has been around forever. You know that if they're coming home, someone should tell them he's going to ask.
Right.
Have an answer.
Right. Think about it. Say something.
Think about it for 2 minutes.
Right. But apparently no.
Nope.
So then we leave Missouri at this point, and where do we go next?
Los Angeles.
Yeah. So you said this is actually not L.A. You lived in the L.A. area, and Desiree actually doesn't live in
she
L.A.
She lives in Newport Beach, where I used to live.
Yeah.
But their hiking date is in Los Angeles, which
so
is kind of weird. So they're at least an hour away with no traffic to, like, be in Des's real life.
Right.
Let's just do what I do normally, drive an hour and a half down the 5 and, like, go hiking above the Hollywood sign? That's not real life.
And I loved all the cutaways of the city because you couldn't actually see the city. It was so smoggy.
Right. That's real life.
Also, this was not her parents' house that they went to.
No, her parents live in the middle of America, too. So apparently, they must have flown the parents in to Los Angeles or wherever, Orange County, and then
just shacked him up at her house?
I guess.
Okay, so this is now when we need to talk about the family, because that's really the most important part of this whole experience.
Well, okay, but before we go to the family.
Uh-oh. What are we talking
we
about?
We have Dez's payback to Sean.
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot about this.
So right, do you remember on their first date?
Yeah.
When they go to that museum and Sean plays the prank on Dez and has that art piece fall.
Right.
And they come in and blame her and it's this huge thing.
Yes.
Well, I think all along Dez wanted to get him back.
And she's just stayed on the show so she can get her revenge.
Probably. Maybe. I like would it. If it was me.
Why not? So the door there at home is just she and Sean. And there's a knock at the door. And then we
thinking
see
that it's the parents.
Yeah.
Right?
But it's like this guy who's like, I need to talk to you. And he keeps like looking at the camera. And he's like, right. What are these people?
And everyone's kind of like, okay.
It's so weird and awkward.
Like, I've been texting you and calling you and you haven't been answering. Where have you been?
And then he's like, it's revealed supposedly that this is her ex-boyfriend and he wants to get back. And then Sean gets like mad.
Right. And Sean like clenches his fist in a shot.
Right. And he's like, I need to talk to you. And then the guy's like, I need to take you outside and talk to you, Dez. And then she's like, oh, but there's something now I need to tell you. And of course they go to commercial break. And this is when Twitter just blows up.
Right.
I think that Twitter just stopped working. The fail whale appeared because people just could not stop talking about this.
Right.
That this was, it had to be fake. Right. Just had to be.
And it was.
There's just no way. I mean, actor Nick was like reading cue cards.
He was terrible.
It was so bad. This may be the last gig that actor Nick ever gets.
Yeah, Nick, I hope you have another job and that you just did this as a favor.
I hope so. I hope you're not actually an actor, because if you are,
it's over.
Find another job.
So he leaves.
Yeah.
And there's that weird, like, Sean's like, oh my gosh, you got me.
It does worry me that Sean was actually believing this.
Right. Totally believing it.
Maybe not so good at picking up the context clues or seeing the giant cue cards that the crew was like holding with lines.
Say this now, Nick.
Right? It's just very bizarre. But yeah.
Then the family shows up.
Oh, okay.
So I don't usually make judgments about people's families.
Which you know I do.
I have a crazy family.
You're very good. You're a good soul. I'm not. But all right, let's hear what you thought.
I mean, they walked in. I was like, no, that's not her family. Is this another acting family? Right. Are we doing another acting thing?
I looked
those
at mom and dad.
Those possibly cannot be her parents. They did not produce her.
There was a lot of recessive DNA and a lot of recessive genes that came out in her that clearly were not coming out in Walking Dead brother.
Right. Thugs for life.
Mom, again, I'm sure they're sweet people. Mom looked like Nanny McPhee. Dad was like some sort of like Rick Moranis character. And then the son was like a prison escapee meets right. a zombie from The Walking Dead.
Right.
I mean, the whole family was just a circus.
And then there's Dez, who's like super cute, cool.
Yeah.
And you're like, no. This isn't real.
It's a very bizarre thing. So mom and dad are just weird and awkward.
But yeah, you can tell they're good natured.
Yeah,
right?
I buy
so
that.
He's getting along with them.
Yeah.
Whereas the brother is just kind of angsty in the corner.
Oh, God. And then they sit down to dinner and you have this. I mean, the line that he says at this
literally
point.
Before they start eating, he says to Sean, can I holla at you real quick?
Holla at you real quick. They haven't even taken a bite of dinner and he wants to stand up
like
and go somewhere else.
Like he wants to now call Sean out and take him
go
in the backyard.
Shout at him? Holla at him.
Like, couldn't you say, hey, Travis, can I talk to you for a minute?
Right.
Or I'd love to chat with you sometime tonight.
You know, when we finish these steaks, let's go outside and have a beer and talk about things.
Right. No, can I holla at you real quick?
And so that's actually what literally happens. They go out back and zombie crazy Walking Dead brother with more tattoos than anyone I've ever seen in my life basically calls out Sean as a playboy.
Yeah. And says, when Sean is saying, you know, I really care about your sister. He's like, well, you're crazy about a lot of girls.
Right. And then Sean thinks that he kind of might be joking.
Right.
So he kind of is like, well, I'm not that way. And I'm sorry I give you that impression. And then there's just silence. And he's like, I don't believe you.
Right.
And then
Sean gets a little defensive and is trying to be like, hey, no, like, I really care about your sister.
At this point, I was a little bit worried that the brother was going to shank Sean, frankly.
Oh, certainly.
Like, I was like, okay, they need to go back inside
right,
where it's
right,
safe.
Right.
And did you see when they did go back inside, they kept the camera kept panning to the steak knife?
Right.
Like, what was that about? Like, the whole thing was just like a prison break movie just waiting to happen.
And obviously, Dez knows because her brother talked to her earlier that he was not kind to Sean. Yeah. And so she kind of confronts him with everyone there. And he's just like, I don't think it's a good thing. And then Sean gets up and leaves. Doesn't eat dinner.
No dinner is eaten.
Like, that's it.
It was so... And did you see the part where the dad tries to talk about the weather briefly?
Yes. They're just trying to calm over it.
So we leave LA and we know that Catherine and Dez are likely the ones who are on the chopping block.
Who are like the front runners. Right. The other two people, who are they?
By the time we gotten to this point, I thought it was just between Dez and Catherine. I'd even forgotten that Ashley and whoever the other person who we've
General.
Talked, yeah. Are even in, like, you know, contestants at this point. But we get to the rose ceremony and he, to the camera, to Chris, says... they're getting roses. It's down between
Catherine and Dez, which is crazy.
Shocking. Shocking. I mean, it absolutely, in my opinion, should have come down to the two of them, you know, as the final rose ceremony.
Yeah, I agree. I thought that they would be in the final two for the last couple weeks.
So this was actually some real drama for me. And up to this point, I can say that, like, things have been reasonably predictable, but I was really shocked and didn't know which way he was going to go.
Me either. They were both terrible hometowns.
Yeah, really terrible. But I was looking at, like, how each of them reacted. So he gives the roses to the other two whose names we've already forgotten.
And then Dez is like, come outside.
Which, can we talk about, like, that is just, like, so overplayed? It used to be that was a shocking thing, I felt like.
Now they do it every time.
It's, like, as common as the SAT score average of this show.
Right.
And, like, I don't understand, like, they just do it constantly.
Yep.
And it doesn't really get you anything anymore.
But don't you think that Catherine was freaking out, though? Because she knew that her date wasn't good.
Yeah.
And she didn't pull him outside.
Well, and she even looked in the camera and said the same thing. Maybe I should have done that.
Right.
But then he has this kind of break where he has to go back in the back room and look at
the
pictures.
Stare at the frame pictures. I hate those frame pictures.
They're so cheesy and bizarre. Does that actually help him make any sort of decision?
Right. I thought that all of a sudden we were going to see him flash a Tierra's picture and she was going to show up.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe he's like in a tailspin because he used her as kind of a baseline. Well, here's Cray Cray. And now I have to judge based on, you know, that. And now without her, his whole, like, judging system is just out the window.
Off. It's off.
Because then he comes back, and Team Catherine.
Dez is out.
Yeah.
And he tweeted shortly thereafter, you know, he says, she was great, but I'm choosing the one who's best for me. Incredible woman, but not my wife.
Not my wife.
And I think that's because of her family.
I think so, too. I don't think I'd want to marry into that family.
No.
I mean, when Nanny McPhee is your best person at that table.
Right. And think, I mean, Catherine's family wasn't mean. They were just passive-aggressive and kind of cold.
Which we know, the Seattle Freeze can be thawed. Like, right. We all have met families like that. And once you prove yourself, then you're rolling lumpias and, like, wearing, you know, aprons. And it's, like, fun and amazing. And then you can be part of the Freeze.
Absolutely.
And it's fabulous.
So I hope that he gives Seattle another chance, I guess.
Yeah.
I hope that he gets a chance to come back. And
well, we did learn something today, though, about the finale.
Yes. March 11th.
3 hours?
Yes. So they're doing, again, that the live kind of show style where they have a live audience, you watch the show, and then they go to a live after the final rose right then and there.
Right.
And you kind of see the whole thing happen.
Yeah, that's going to be long, but exciting.
Yeah.
So finally, we have to talk about this. Do we have any sort of bets on who Bachelorette is going to be?
So it's going to be one of these ladies, don't you think?
I think so, too. And I, frankly, they strung out the Dez goodbye so long. I'm kind of rooting for her because I really did like her.
I do,
too. You know, the other person I really in my heart would love to see would be Sarah. Is that her name?
Oh, yes, one arm girl.
Yeah, like, I think that would be really sweet and wonderful, but I would be shocked if they really chose her. I think that'd be kind of a long shot. But you've heard rumors.
I have. I've heard rumors that it's Lindsay.
Lindsay. Again, I don't remember who that
Uneventful.
Is.
That would General.
Be very boring.
General's
oh,
daughter.
Yeah, that's right. The one.
I just don't. No, I don't feel that.
I'm not into it. All right. So that kind of sums it up for us this week.
Does.
And we'll say goodbye. Be sure to, if you're in Portland, tweet along with us live on K2.
And if you're in Seattle, live on Como.
I'm at Travis Mayfield.
And I'm at Christy Waite.
We'll see you next time on Is This Real Life? Thank you.